Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And on this episode of Flash in the Pan, we're popular and perfect and so complete in every way.
We grew up in a world of online animation. And we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan.
Hi, and welcome to another thrilling, brand new 2019 embossed edition of Flash in the Pan.
Welcome back.
I'm Tom.
I'm Ham Hands McGee.
This is Alex Ham Hands McGee.
Yes.
she just goes by Alex professionally.
Yeah.
And this is a podcast about, it's about old animation stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it. For about, I don't know, hour or so.
Yeah.
Bit less, bit more.
Depends how we feel.
Yeah. And hopefully you're going to be listening to it for about as long.
Or not. We won't hold it against you.
Yeah, we're not going to be presumptuous about it. I'm going to start off by saying Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already been a week of 2019, but...
And what a week it's been.
welcome to the Accelerando universe.
Oh, those drones, huh? They just keep delaying flights.
Wait, did it happen again?
Yep.
What?
Yep. That happened again today.
Fuck me, I had no idea.
There's another drone sighting over Heathrow Airport. Welcome to 2019. It's almost as if it's only ever so slightly different from 2018.
Well...
So far, anyway.
As always... We have links to all of the cartoons we're going to talk about, as well as previous episodes on our website, which is flashinthepancast.com. Whoa.
Wow.
Crikey.
Amazing.
Gadzooks.
Technology and computers.
They're still around.
They're here. Yes.
Here to stay. Jury's out.
Done more harm than good.
Yes. I think we know the answer to that.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to be starting off with something wholesome and something filling and something high in protein.
Yes.
With, it's the egg song. We're going to listen to the egg song.
Parentheses, I love egg.
You know what? I also love egg. Let's see why. We're back.
I really love you, egg.
I love egg as well.
Egg.
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 Thank you.
Yeah, so as you could probably tell from my reactions and the fact that I chose this, I have always, for whatever reason, adored this.
Yeah.
It's upbeat, it's cheerful,
yeah.
It's earnest,
yeah.
It's... strange.
Yeah, it is weird. It is very, very strange. I think I might have found some other reason why, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, is that foreshadowing?
Eh.
Okay. So, had you seen this before?
No.
You
this
haven't?
Is the first time I've ever seen the egg song, parentheses, I love you egg.
Well, how was your experience with it?
As you said, it's very charming.
Uh-huh.
It's very, like...
Exciting?
It's very easy to watch.
Yeah.
Easy on the eyes. It's maybe a tad irritating, like, the singing voice is, like...
It's so pitched.
It's very pitched.
I don't know if that's actually pitched up in post or if it's just someone who happens to have a very squeaky voice.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it's sung by... like a small girl or something like that.
Whoever it is, they sound really exuberant.
Yes. And it's also just bizarre.
It's kind of like, especially with the length, because it's a cool minute and a half.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like the intro to an anime from hell. You know?
Yeah.
Like all the eggs are like friends and they can transform, or maybe each egg has their own special characteristics.
You've given this some thought.
And maybe they're all friends, or they go on adventures.
Yeah.
But each egg has its own Okay, so like one of the reasons I like it so much and why it grabbed me. So this first came out when I was, you know, mid-teens.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, in the haze of, you know, violent stickmen and Kirby with guns, just this wholesome, charming music video, really slickly produced for some reason, it lodged in my brain just as hard as all the stuff that you might expect me to like as an impressionable teenage boy.
Yeah, it might be like part of just the fact that like it is catchy.
It's so catchy.
As a lot of stuff that like a lot of the stuff that Weeble did was just it was repetitive, but also it was catchy enough and it just lodged. It was a lot of stuff like that. Back then.
Yeah, but this is more complex. This has got verses, a chorus. You know, it's even got like a bridge section.
It does, yeah.
It's like
a proper song.
It's a full mini pop song.
Yeah, about eggs.
About eggs. And it does feel to me, especially given how slick it looks, it feels to me like an advert for a collectible toy.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Like, you know, this is a pre Funko Pop era. But, like, you'd get, like, a box with a random egg in it. And, is it the cowboy egg? Is it the Gundam egg?
Was that actually a Gundam egg?
At the end, it was a...
I missed.
When the egg eventually transformed into a bottle to feed the crying baby. Delicious egg juice.
That was the main thing why I'm like, this is so weird. Because, like, the egg transforms into a baby's bottle and then the baby starts to drink. Question mark. The egg? Question mark.
Delicious albumin.
No.
But maybe the baby is training for a big fight. She's gonna go up against Apollo Creed.
I see, right. And
I'm just saying,
raw egg.
Yeah, it's Rocky Babies.
Imagine Rocky Babies.
Oh no, remember the speech at the end of Rocky 4 where he says, "If I can change, you can change."
Is that but
it's a baby and it says, "If I can be changed, then you can be changed." So the animation is gorgeous.
It's pristine.
It really is.
If I didn't know that this was quite old, I would have no idea. I would have thought this was made fairly recently, I think.
It's so slick and it's so tight.
Yeah.
Like, everything happens without... There's no chaff here. And it's eye-catching. Like, each individual set piece, if you like, is instantly clear, okay, cool, they're underwater. Or, okay, cool, they're ninjas now.
Yeah.
And it's strange, and it's a celebration of all things...
egg.
Yes. A celebration of all things egg.
Yes. Well, that's what it is, right?
No, it is. Do you have a favourite egg design? Because mine is definitely the Egg Gundam from the from the
Egg Gundam is pretty good. I was a fan of the cowboy egg as well. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Not talk about particular designs, but I did notice that, like, the two times where they say white egg in the song, they show an egg that is not white both times. And I don't know if that's, like, maybe that's, like, on purpose, like, haha, isn't it funny that we're not showing a white egg when we're saying white egg? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's just something that jumped out at me. It's like, they didn't actually show a white egg when they were saying... I mean, most of it's comprised of white eggs, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's like, well, that's a given. We don't actually have to show a white egg.
Maybe they meant egg white.
Maybe.
I don't know, because I get the vibe from this, and you're probably about to tell me whether or not I'm right, but I always got the vibe from this, without doing much research myself, that this was Japanese or maybe Korean made.
You are correct.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason I got that vibe is not just because the slickness and it looks like a cool collectible toy.
Yeah.
But also because some of the language is a little bit garbled, a little bit English as a second language.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, Egg, I really love you, like the sky above.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nothing lyric, isn't it? It's just like...
Yeah, it's a bit like ABBA.
Yeah, it's like ABBA. It's definitely like ABBA. The best example I can think of, like, the best song, which
the
is like...
The best example, yes.
Oh my god, this is possible. The best example I can give for this kind of, like, song translated from a different language to English...
Okay.
...is, have you ever played Dragon's Dogma?
No, I
there
haven't.
There is a song at the beginning of... And it fucking rips.
Okay.
There's a song at the beginning of Dragon's Dogma, which is doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. It's all about, like wind and being pushed and looking to the sky. I don't... It kind of makes sense, like, when you think about dragons, but, like, when you actually look at the translated, I think...
The lyrics themselves
the translated don't
hold together.
No. Like, the actual song itself is, like, much more meaningful. But then when it's actually translated into English, it's like, yeah, this doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever.
I know what you
mean. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's great.
I don't really think there's anything else that we can say about
it. Like, just universal praise,
it's just
basically.
Good. It's very good. It's very well made. What's it for? We don't know.
It almost feels like it could be some kind of public information film to convince people to eat more eggs. Like, it was produced by, I don't know, Japanese National Egg Board.
It does say in the song that they love to eat eggs, like, every single day. I'm pretty sure it says that.
I mean, as long as you don't go overboard, it's not that bad for you.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think it's time for us to learn some more about Egg.
Some more about Egg.
Yeah.
With the Flash. I love you, Egg.
I love you too, Egg.
Egg's good. So the Egg song.
Yes, the Egg
song. I love you, Egg was uploaded to Albino Black Sheep, at least if we go off the timestamps of the comments, was uploaded to Albino Black Sheep in 2008. Although I have a sneaking suspicion...
Definitely older than that.
It's definitely older than that, and they only added comments in 2008. It's uploaded by the user, I love Egg.
Oh.
It was also uploaded to Newgrounds in September 2004 under the same username.
So 2004 is when we're looking at carbon dating this.
Yes, 2004. The user registered on Newgrounds on the 1st of November 2002 and posted their first submission on the same day. I Love Egg, Episode 1.
Episode 1?
There are 11 episodes.
It's a whole...
Of a series called I Love Egg.
It's a whole series.
It's a whole series, including this and what was their final post in December 2004, I Love Egg, Merry Xmas.
Oh my goodness.
So maybe next Christmas we can have
next
the egg...
Next Christmas we'll give you an egg.
Yep.
Wow.
So so there's some more stuff we can look at.
Yeah, okay. Adding all those to the list, obviously.
So the egg song got daily feature and weekly fourth place in 2004. And it was viewed 363,258 times.
Minimum,
yeah. So there is no information about the animator.
And what?
Whatsoever.
No!
The only thing that they've chosen to disclose is that they identify as male.
Right.
A tiny little bit of digging, very minimal, shows that this animation was first in Korean. Before it was translated into English.
Okay.
That might account for some of the weirdnesses I was saying, because it was first made in Korean, and
In Korean, and then translated into English. So is there a Korean version we could find?
Yes, there is. It's very easy to find, just Google it.
Okay.
Just Google it, look it up on YouTube. Tragically, at one point, iloveegg.com and a Korean version of the site existed, but it's unfortunately no longer accessible. That's very...
So we did a little bit of extra digging, and it turns out the Wayback Machine does not like displaying any of the assets on iloveegg.com, though it did exist and was pretty regularly updated in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
We also realized that it's probably a bad idea to Google the phrase love egg.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Definitely a thing. Don't look at that if you're under 18. I've simply ended off my my research with, who created it? We simply do not know. Something to do with a company called PeopleSign.
It will remain an enigma.
Maybe someone out there knows more about Isle of Egg. If you know more about Isle of Egg, please tell us.
Yeah, please. Like, there's no need to stay silent. Come out of your shell and tell us.
I don't know if you did that on purpose. You did that on purpose. You absolutely did that on purpose.
I've done all of them on purpose.
Yes, I know. So yeah, that's everything that we could dig up about Isle of Egg brackets. Wait, no, the Wait. Egg song brackets Isle of Egg.
The egg song brackets.
I love you,
I love you, egg. what a strange little thing.
Yeah.
We will have to investigate the series, which I did not know about, and I am very excited for. So you pulled up just a couple of comments.
I'm going to pull out some comments. There's one that I may have just only sent to myself because I wanted it to be a surprise.
Okay.
So can I read that one first? This is by Sarah Louise. These are all from Albina Black Sheep.
Okay.
Sarah Louise, just 2 months ago, said, please do not read this. You will get kissed on the nearest possible Friday by the love of your life. Tomorrow will be the best day of your life. However, if you don't post this comment to at least 3 videos, you will die in 2 days. Now you've started reading this and don't stop. This is too scary. Send this over to 5 videos in 143 minutes. When you're done, press F6 and your crush's name will appear on the screen in big letters. This is so scary because it actually works.
Oh my goodness. I gotta get going. I've only got 143 minutes.
Wait, my favourite part is how it says, like, you have to post this comment to 3 videos, and then later on it says, send this to over 5 videos.
Well, yeah.
So which is
it? Because if you don't send it to 3 videos, then you'll die.
Right.
But if you send it to 2 extra videos, then not only will you not die, but you'll also get to find out your crush's name.
Ooh. Well, it's time for me to leave this terrible spam message on 5 comments. And find out exactly how many of those people on Twitter are thirst follows.
Oh, dear. 3 years ago, the person, commenter, Onoisource,
mm-hmm.
said, eggs. Alex, be honest with me, is this what most of the comments say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was. All of these are just on the fucking first page.
Okay.
4 years ago, Chuck said, haha, you like chicken, period.
Oof. Right, thanks, Chuck. No, I'm not even... Sorry, my brain is trying to formulate a pun to do with either Chuck, as in chick, as in chicken,
uh-huh.
or Chuck, as in Chucky Egg.
Oh, yeah.
The old
video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
There's something there. It's a little build-your-own joke. You at home can make one and then send it in, and maybe we'll read it next time.
This is part one of a 10-part kit that you can construct over the coming weeks.
And you must listen to all of Flash in the Pan to collect all 10 parts.
Off of Void in countries. Anonymous One, 7 years ago, said, really? An I Love Eggs song. Really? That's just wrong, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
He had some kind of issue with there being a song about eggs and liking them.
I don't know. Maybe they have an intolerance.
Maybe eggs have an intolerance for him.
Ooh. Anonymous One, she's coming to get you.
Another anonymous user, also 7 years ago, said, I hate eggs, but this video makes me reconsider. I like the ambivalence of that. Like, obviously, the implication is it makes you reconsider, you know, your hatred of eggs, but what else might this video make you reconsider?
I mean, they do have vitamins and minerals, and oodles are the protein.
Yes.
Oodle doodle.
Oodles.
So that was the egg song.
That was the egg song.
I love egg.
You, I love you, egg.
I love you, egg.
Yes.
Right, we're on to something very different next,
yep.
Which is, we're definitely putting an epilepsy warning.
Oh yeah, massive epilepsy warning, like, holy shit.
A short little feature called, Say Something!
Say
we're back.
What?
Oh, no. So...
Like, even I'm feeling a little bit like, meh, after watching that.
It's... Gosh. So, yeah. I'm certain I saw this back when it came
out. I've seen it. I saw it back when it came out, too.
I was, like, yeah, when we were, like, 15 or 16 or something.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about the origins of where this came from?
So, back in the day, back in our day... Back in my day.
Mm-hmm.
The internet used to be slightly even more of a lawless wasteland than it is now.
Much more of a lawless wasteland, yeah.
There were these ads for, like, it was definitely a fucking virus. Like, I don't know anyone that actually fucking clicked on the damn thing. But there were these adverts where you could, like, scroll over them. And they were of, like, these little smiley faces, and if you accidentally moused over them, they would say something. One of them actually said, say something, another one just said, hello! I remember that one specifically pissing the fuck out of me.
That's the one
that
I remember.
Pissed me off really badly. This cartoon's about living with that, essentially. Like, just, it's so irritating. The animation captures that, like, really well.
I think so, yeah. We are blessed, sort of, nowadays.
Yeah, sort of.
That kind of banner ad is less intrusive than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that nowadays ad block is a lot wider spread, and so people are less likely to have to encounter that stuff.
Yeah.
But also, goodness me.
Yeah, a lot of the time now, any banners that do appear, there's usually like a little X you can click and it just goes away.
I think that might be by law.
Well, now, anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't the law back then.
No, but it was always loud, and it was... I think it was for... The idea was, because this is back when everyone on MSN and that kind of stuff would download their own little custom smiley packs.
Yeah.
And send them to people. Like, you could get some with, like, a little anime fox.
Oh, yeah.
Having, you know, like... with, like, heart eyes that you would send to your crush that you met on Gaia Online or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just dating this sentence as much as I can.
Encapsulated a perfect moment in time. 2006.
And I believe that these were called the Smileys of the Future on the ad.
Yeah.
And they were smileys that would also send a sound alert to people, which is a feature that in some versions of MSN you could have, but most people just, like, turned off.
Yeah.
I also remember in Yahoo Messenger, you could buzz people.
I didn't use Yahoo Messenger.
Okay, well, I did, and you could buzz people in that, I believe.
Or was it like poking someone on Facebook?
Yes, but for an instant messenger.
Ugh.
I know. This advertises itself as Smileys of the Future. So imagine, like, some random person on your friends list. Suddenly, like, a chat window pops up and there's, like, this...
Hello!
There's this oversized smiley that goes, say something! And we saw a variety of them in the Flash. And the Flash itself is... I was not expecting it to be a song. Based on the premise.
Yeah.
I had assumed that it would just be a couple of smileys show up, and they do their, like, the hello, say something, and then the animator's avatar would, like, kill them. Which does happen.
Which does happen, but...
Right at the end, but only after, like, a mid-2000s happy hardcore track.
I think the animation's better for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I feel like... It probably is much more memorable being a song like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
And the animation itself is fine. It's fun. It's stylish.
Mm.
The author insert is basically exactly what you'd expect.
Yes. Exactly.
Skinny white tight shirt, angry eyebrows, no pupils.
Yeah.
And then one gets shot and the other one gets destroyed with a computer, which is a very common theme from back then.
Yeah.
Computer destruction.
I wonder if that's just because, like, most, well, like, everyone using the internet back then had that big, chunky computer monitor, that was just, when you think of something, like, big and heavy, like, it's immediately in front of you with a big computer monitor.
Yeah, like, a satisfying smash.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by it, and it's cathartic, but it doesn't outstay its welcome, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely the right length.
Yeah, like, if this had gone on for another minute, it would have been insufferable.
Yeah.
And thus became the very thing it hated.
I think the animator probably knew to make it
short and
very
sweet.
Short. Also, probably because they didn't like this smiley, probably didn't want to make the song very long.
Yeah, that's fair. But this was the format of how you made, like, an internet jokey song.
Yeah.
In the mid-aughts.
That's, yeah, that was done.
You just take a sound clip of some kind, and you add some four on the floor.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, I remember there were 4chan music compilations.
Yeah.
And half of them were like, it was like, "This is Sparta," but set
that.
To a pulsing techno beat.
I can hear it. I can fucking hear it.
I have it on my iTunes.
Really?
Yes, wow. I do.
I still have, it's not, it's kind of related. I still have that, like, the song that's made entirely of Peppy saying do a barrel roll. Do you remember that one?
Is that the one that's set to the Tetris theme? Because there's one of those as well.
No, but yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It's a different song, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
These ancient crusty MP3s just taking up
crusty MP3s.net. your source for MP3s and EXEs.
Brackets somehow worse than LimeWire.
Yeah, forget Grokster. You've done some research about this as well.
I've done some research about this.
But I recognized the creator's name.
Yeah.
So this might be quite a truncated version of Flash.
Yes. There isn't much to say about Say Something other than what we've already said about it. It was made by Artil, who we covered last year.
Welcome back to the show, Artil.
They also made Metropolis Circuit.
Yes.
Which was very good.
It was very good.
So this was uploaded March 22nd, 2006. It has over 500,000 views.
Oh, yeah.
It was front page. It won Weekly User's Choice and Daily Second Place in 2006. So, just, like, one thing that jumped out at me looking again at Artil's page and this animation is that this submission and Artil's page, they advertise their forum, The Back Alleys, which is somehow still active.
Hey!
I got a web forum from all the way back, like, the early 2000s, like 2006. Is still, there are people still posting on it. Like, there have been new threads made, like, December.
Cool, okay.
It's just, the mind boggles, it's astonishing.
So, what I'm hearing is, if you want to find a cool community of, Artil fans, then there's a place for that.
I guess so, yeah. Artil is apparently still hanging out on there. I saw a post that was made by him quite recently in a thread called, like, Merry Christmas.
Aww.
There are, like, 3 posts.
Merry Christmas, Artil. And to Wall and Artil.
Alright, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's it.
Yeah, that's basically it. Well, we've got a couple of comments, at least.
Yeah. We've got some comments. I didn't withhold any this time.
Okay.
So this one is from Renner, March 22nd, 2006. Ha ha ha, Artil, terrific. I remember when you uploaded this MP3 to Sheezy. Brilliant. Well, poop. It's stuck in my head now. Sad face. And Artil responds, I remember when I tripped on air. Is he saying that, like, he tripped over on nothing, or is the act of breathing in oxygen giving him some kind of psychedelic trip?
Or maybe he was intoxicated somehow while broadcasting. Or maybe maybe tripping on air is just a phrase that people use, like trip the light fantastic or something.
Maybe.
I do like the reference to Sheezy Art, which was a deviant art for people who thought they were too cool for deviant art.
Yeah. Is it still around?
Probably. I don't know. But yeah, Artil uploaded that MP3 to Sheezy.
It's probably still there.
Okay. Dragon Force Flames.
I love that fucking name.
Dragon Force Flames said, good movie. 3 minutes of my life, not wasted.
I just love the phrasing. Alright, I'm glad my time wasn't better spent doing something else.
And finally,
Jared MX, same day, said, you make me blush. Hee hee, I love you for making this. The end.
Oh. Is this the seeds of a budding romance?
I don't know.
Artil, if you're listening, please write in and tell us about your relationship with Jared MX.
Have you got anything better to do? Probably.
Yeah, probably. He's got a forum to run.
Oh, yeah.
No one else is going to update that BB code.
Oh, my God. It probably does fucking run a BB code as well. Like, it's a fucking 2006 forum. It has to.
Mwah. Chef kiss.
Yeah.
That was... The first couple of cartoons. Yeah. And Alex, I've been keeping the third one a secret from you.
Yes, you have.
Because I thought the best way to start a new year, we've had a wholesome video,
yeah,
and we've had a cathartic video.
Yeah.
But I think something we really need is something just to lift us up,
okay,
and put us in a great mood.
Uh-huh.
And for that, I have chosen Irrational Exuberance, Yatta. So this is our first time tackling the wild, wild world of Animutation.
Mm, yeah.
Would you want to give folks a rundown of what Animutation is?
Where do you even start? It's kind of like a collage.
Yeah.
Usually set to music. Usually quite strange music. The things themselves tend to just be strange by default.
Yeah, it's like this jumbled kaleidoscopic mess, yeah, of pop culture imagery,
yeah,
and deliberately mistranslated or misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
Deliberately low image quality a lot of the time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and this was a very popular style in the early 2000s, pioneered by Neil Cicierega, although this one is not by him, as we'll get onto later.
Yeah.
And this particular song is... What's it about? Well, from the video, what does it seem like it's about?
Capitalism.
Yeah?
Definitely. Spending stocks...
Yeah.
Going up and down.
I mean, Alan Greenspan features heavily.
God, like, just such an enormous amount of energy and time must have been spent just editing all those different fucking logos.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It's a really... So, back in the day, one of the most common, easy forms of comedy was to get a copy of Photoshop to slightly alter, like, the label on a bottle or on a box so that it said something funny. And part of that was... Like, if there was a phrase you seized on, like, yatta, then yeah, edit that onto glue, onto microwave meals.
Toothpaste.
And it kind of works.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you were laughing.
I was, yeah, because it's been a while since I've seen this.
Yeah.
It's still funny. It was, and maybe still is, one of my favorite forms of early internet comedy, which is just... Misheard lyrics. Never fails to make me laugh.
Yeah, or the technical term being, I believe, soramimi.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've learned something.
Or some, yeah. So now we know.
Now you know.
Yeah, but yeah, the music video is, because that's basically what it is. It's a music video that seemingly deliberately ignores the actual context of the song itself. Yeah. And just does its own thing.
Yeah.
But it does it in the style of like this weird, like, capitalist game show thing. Sort of.
Yeah, kinda.
But also there are just throws images at you largely based on what it sounds like the Japanese words are in English. So instead of so there's a bit where it says Ohio, which means good morning, and just yeah. A picture of Ohio, the state, looms onto the screen.
Yeah, that was maybe one of my favorite bits.
or instead of a kimochi, which means delicious, I think it goes a Jumanji, and there's just the Jumanji board game zooms toward the viewer.
I like. I liked Q Q Q S S S S.
I. Yeah. It's great. You build up this just cast of characters.
Yeah.
That are all appropriated from somewhere else, apart from these weird fruit creatures.
Yeah. One of them said it's item best suited for like anal insertion.
That might have been the banana.
Like that.
There are a lot of dick and ass jokes in this, which I found amusing.
There was one, I didn't get a chance to read it because it went by so fast, but like a bunch of grapes appears and then it says like, fun fact, hemorrhoids is still the funniest.
The fourth funniest anal related ailment after flatulence, diarrhea and incontinence.
Farting is funny.
Farting is
always
funny. That's
very funny. Yes. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It's harmless. Mostly.
Depending on who's doing it, it's harmless.
But everything else, that's...
Okay. Mm. But yeah, like, this features pretty much every aspect that you'd find in a classic animutation, one of which is, like, long bits of text that you would have to pause the video or zoom in to read.
Yeah.
Like, these fun facts. There's one bit. One of the singers, his voice is slightly higher pitched, and this person interpreted it as the voice of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, which is why, briefly, you get at the bottom, Yokiro Yata. And there are just lots of little things like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a badly rendered turntable where the record's spinning the wrong way, but the record is just Colin Mochrie's face and that kind of thing. Colin Mochrie was a basically, he appeared in all of these just because Colin Mochrie's face was just fun to incorporate into things, I suppose.
Also, whose line is it anyway? It's fucking great.
Yeah, and Colin Mochrie is just a really good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good egg. I love you, egg. I love you, Colin Mochrie.
Full circle.
No.
That's it. You've done it.
Well, it's more like an oval with... it's lovely. There are a couple bits that are, like, just less funny now. Like the... During the verses, you get these fruit creatures appearing, and like one after the other, but then the last fruit to appear is, oh, it's a picture of Richard Simmons. Get it? Because he's a prominent gay celebrity. But again, it pops up so quickly, and in the information it says, this was an awfully long setup for this joke.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, It's the absolute... It's the pinnacle of early internet animation stuff, just throwing everything at the wall.
Yeah.
And seeing what sticks. And even if it doesn't stick, they're going to throw more of it and more of it and more of it until it's just plastered everywhere. And some of it's brilliant, and some of it's just odd, and some of it you just don't get whatsoever, but it happens to be there.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why is there a Parappa the Rapper sequence? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah,
Parappa the Rapper's good.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem personally with that section, because Parappa the Rapper's good.
Parappa the Rapper is good.
Yeah.
Parappa the Rapper, if you're listening, please write in. So should we learn about, let's do another Flash.
Ah.
And let's learn a little bit about guitar.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with the song itself.
Okay.
So the song itself is called... Yata. And even before this animation, it was a viral hit online. Like really low quality video of it would pass around all over the place. It's a satirical song by a fictional boy band called Green Leaves or Hapatai. And you've probably seen pictures of them floating around the internet because they all performed. There's just six almost naked men performing in white briefs with leaves on their crotches, hence Green Leaves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the song is from 2001. The point of the song is to say, hey, Japan's in crisis, the economy is shit, never mind, we did it, tomorrow will be better. And it's this aggressively over-the-top, happy, we can do it song, where some of the lyrics and the verses are like, yeah, like, the world's burning around us. Like, not literally, but like, yeah. Everything is terrible, but you know what? My girlfriend's pretty, and I'm gonna go to bed and have a nice sleep.
Mood.
I know! Like, that's why I picked it. And like, and so ironically, maybe deliberately, maybe not deliberately, it's hard to tell, but the Irrational Exuberance animation only reinforces this by adding this huge, thick, gloopy coating of America-flavored capitalism onto the whole song about, yeah, hey, forget your worries, everything's fine. Look at these cool things you can buy. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
The original song is... Like, even if you've watched the Flash that we're talking about, go and watch the original video, because it is just delightful. Also, just a smaller thing, which is the guy who wrote the song, Hideki Fujisawa, he also wrote songs for TV series such as Sergeant Frog.
Oh. Well, then.
And apparently... back when Yatar was big, they performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Wow.
So that's a thing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. It's delightful. It's strange and wonderful.
Is this perhaps, before we move on, the most risque thing we've covered? Because there's like a picture of a butt in a thong, and like someone's like
there is some mosaic out genitals.
Like, yeah,
we'll put a little warning on the site, but it shows up so briefly. You know, it's like the little cutaways in the Professor Brothers sketches we looked at.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, we kind of had worse. This is leaning more towards the, all right, yeah, no, people are just...
Okay, this is a bit
just
crude.
Just wrapping it out now.
It's a bit crude. Yeah. Yeah, so Irrational Exuberance, The Flash itself, was made by a guy by the online handle of Veloso. Veloso is a short for Very Low Sodium, which was his website back in the day. Real name, Greg Falcon, which is just a good name.
Excellent name. Well done.
Yeah, apparently the name Very Low Sodium was taken from the side of a Coke can. He has a website called verylowsodium.com. If you go to verylowsodium.com, you find an upside-down picture of Space Ghost's head and a strange short essay about preventing hair fires.
Okay.
That's all. There's nothing else to click on it. And it's like, oh, okay, so it's just about hair fire.
In summary, oh my god, your hair is on fire.
Yeah. however, we have the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine. And if you go on the Wayback Machine, which you absolutely should, look at Very Low Sodium from around the time this was made, 2002. Boom. It is a colossal, personalized website in beautiful, pure Web 1.0. But not just that, but it's also very forward-thinking, right? It included a webcam set up in his house that would update regularly so that you could just see him live in his bedroom, in his living room, and according to the scant archives I've seen, he had this webcam updating until about 2004.
Jesus.
Yeah? People left comments on it. Apparently, apparently he would just walk around naked, because there's one comment that says, "Who dong hide? Certainly not Veloso."
Wait, what's that? If I were a girl, I'd certainly considering sexoring you.
Sexoring, yeah, that's sexoring, which is 2002 this... speak for sleeping with.
This is why we left Leet speak back in the early
days. Oh, you have seen nothing yet.
Oh, God.
Because not only that, but like, he was clearly really involved with his fan base because his site has a graffiti wall where anyone could just post something on his site, which includes wonderful messages like, the frog jumped in my mouth and I ate it, or fuckface, 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 fuck... But even more interestingly, he had a scrolling message sign installed in his home where people could go to his website, type anything, hit post, and it would display on the scrolling message board in his house.
What the
fuck? This is something that performance artists would do in the turn of the millennium.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking fascinating. You know, like his live, like, also you can see his, like, I told you, like, I found a rabbit hole, and this is the rabbit hole because it's just a wonderful snapshot of just someone's life.
Yeah.
In, like, their late teens, early 20s. I think early 20s, it's hard to tell.
Okay.
But, it's amazing. Like, he's got his live journal posts. Live journal was, like, the Tumblr of its day.
Yeah.
And most of it is song lyrics by bands like The Offspring.
Oh my God.
That's The Offspring right there. This is life. What a fucked up thing we do. Yeah. What a nightmare come true. Or a playground if we choose. And I choose.
I'm posting to my journal from an airport just because I can. Woot.
Woot. Yeah. And like people would send in emails and he would feature them on the site. And he's got links to like his favorite band, who were called Antifreeze.
I think I've heard of that.
Antifreeze look exactly as you'd expect.
Oh my God. They do, apart from the guy on the far left.
He is
in the wrong band.
The guy on the left looks like Mark Gatiss. He looks exactly like Mark Gatiss.
He looks like he's in the wrong band.
There's that too. It's great. Also, you find out just a few things about him. Or at least a few things about him in 2002, because that's what websites were for in 2002. If you had a personal website, you filled it with just shit you liked.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's got links to like cool new punk bands and so on. He says, I've become a Drudge Report fan. And this is 2002 Drudge Report, the stalwart arch-conservative news site, which was getting big in the early aughts. You know, like just this mass of personality that's just dumped onto this website, you know, like screens upon screens of just stuff about him and stuff he likes and people he likes and people who like him. And it's all just here, you know,
that's wild.
And that's why I love this shit.
Yeah,
because you don't get that anymore.
No, I think. Probably for good reason.
Yeah. Like I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, but, like, you're right. You just don't get this level of, like, someone documenting their life. Occasionally you get, like, maybe some, like, live blogs doing something kind of menial. Or you get, like Periscope on Twitter, and Twitch has like the whole like IRL just chatting section, stuff like that, but yeah, like not to this level.
I think the difference is, and I don't want to get too serious business, but okay. I think the difference is that back in the day, back on sites like this, you know, even like in the pre Lonely Girl 15 internet, right?
Yeah,
when people were documenting their lives through their own sites, it was entirely on their terms.
Hmm. Right, yeah.
And I think that's what's changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that sucks.
and I can't... Like, reading this, I don't know if we'd have been friends. You know? I don't know if I'd even have enjoyed hanging out in his fan club or whatever, but I can't not respect this. I can't not look at this and say, you know, hey, here's a guy who put everything of himself out there and allowed people to influence that.
Yeah.
I just think that's cool.
It's incredibly cool. Very, like, quite brave.
Very brave. Yeah. You know, it's like the We Live in Public experiment or something. I don't know. Yeah. It's just neato.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but that's Veloso. That's,
wow.
That's, oh, one more thing, is that Greg Falcon, nowadays makes games. And including the iOS and Nintendo eShop games Woe Dave and Space Dave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which were put out by the same people that put out the BitTrip games.
Oh, wow, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, like, he's clearly still just, like, doing what he likes and putting out neat things. Like, he tweets maybe once every few months. But he's there. He's still online. He's still Veloso.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think he has children now? Strange.
That's right.
Very strange world we live in. But yeah, let's finish off with some comments. Why not?
All right, yeah.
So these are comments on the Albino Black Sheep upload. It's an Albino Black Sheep episode. Whoa! Yeah. Okay. So if you want to start us off.
Okay, this is from Brick Norris.
Brick Norris.
5 years ago. I was in high school when this came out, back in the dial-up days. You know, when you got the whirring noise and the computer tings logging in. Ah, nostalgia.
Yeah, basically. Pip said, my favorite animutation ever, Tonguey Face, got banned from the computer lab in middle school for setting this as the homepage to all the browsers. XD... Good times.
Yeah, that is the kind of shit you did back then.
Yeah.
KC said, please don't read this, you will get kissed on the nearest bottle of Friday by the love of your percent you F-E-F-F life.
It's exactly the same thing that you read me. It's the same spam message.
And David replies, fools.
Yes.
What does David know that we don't?
Yeah. Frogus said, sorry, my girlfriend and I at the time kept posting back and forth on your scrolling sign. I miss those days. Sad face. I miss Veloso before very low sodium.
Ah.
This is someone who has found this through the mists of time, reminiscing about them and their girlfriend posting on Veloso's scrolling sign
on his actual fucking
in his actual house through his website.
That's nuts.
That's it really is. It's astounding.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. And there's one more comment. We can cut it out if you want because it's a bit long, but it's basically a pretty long form mini essay about the importance of Yatar as a piece of art,
mm-hmm.
and as an example of animutation. I'm just going to pick up a few select parts of
it.
Yeah,
sure.
It says that it holds a special place in the hearts and minds and buttocks of animutation viewers everywhere. It says it also marks one of the earlier appearances of Colin Mochrie and the animutation trademark jaw cutout.
Yeah.
It says, you know, the movie's a necessary part of any animutation website's collection.
Yeah.
It shares the concept of a series of still frames and photoshopped images with its contemporary All Your Base, which, we'll be getting to All Your Base.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that, yeah.
It's neato. It's just really cool. And it's nice that it still means something to people. Even though it was made as, even though it was sort of shared as something that means nothing.
Yeah, it was shared as something that meant nothing when it was posted, but obviously it meant something to the people that, like, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm really glad that Yatar is still a thing. I'm really glad that it's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it's still a really catchy song. Yeah. I'm happy for it. It makes me happy to know that Yatar exists in the world.
It's just a lot about it that's, like, really cool. Like, it's, like you said, it's, like, early animation where you just lump absolutely everything in and just see what happens, basically.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, Veloso is kind of unique in that he did some like really kind of ahead of the time stuff on his own site that a lot of people like were involved with in the community. The fucking wall post thing is still getting me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe someone was just like, yeah, sure, I'll let random strangers like write on the wall in my house. Why not? Like,
yeah.
That is amazing. That is incredible.
It is.
Yeah. And also it's just a beautiful kind of snapshot of what it was like online back then.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to end it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good place to sign off.
Like, going into the new year, like, we've had a heck of a time, but
yeah.
I honestly, earnestly hope that we can bring some of that, like, irrational exuberance into 2019.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Easy.
Dog. Happy-go-lucky. So, Alex, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/deck01. I have a YouTube channel where I'm going to be making videos for it again soon. I know I've said this before, but I mean it this time.
Okay.
At youtube.com/VNDLP. I have a Bandcamp, alexvalentine.bandcamp.com. My music will be appearing on Spotify.
Whee!
Maybe like next week or the week after.
That's exciting.
And I'm working on new music.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You can find me as always on Twitter at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude PRKNS. And you can find the show's Twitter at FlashITPancast. That's FlashItPancast. If you would like to write in, we don't really have time for any emails at the moment, but in the next episode we might. So please write in to FlashInThePancast@gmail.com with all of your thoughts, experiences, suggestions, complaints. We haven't had a proper complaint in a while, so yeah. Gimme.
Doing pretty good.
And memories. Also, you should go to iTunes, Apple Music, whatever, and Stitcher, and give us ratings. We want ratings. We want 5-star ratings. We want the juicy reviews. You know, all that good stuff. We'll be really happy with you if you do that. So please do it. It helps the algorithm like us.
Yes.
But also, you know what? Like, if you want to be nice to a friend who you think would enjoy this, please recommend the show.
Yeah,
because it's the best way for us to get new listeners.
Yep.
And we really like seeing new faces come up in our follower feeds, in our email feeds.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it makes us happy.
Yeah.
And you want to make us happy, don't you? You want to make us happy, don't you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I guess a surefire way to get new followers. Scare them all away.
Well, if you haven't been scared away, you can find links to all of our previous episodes and, as I said, links to all the tunes we talk about at our website, which is flashinthepancast.com. And so, until next time, I've been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And until next time, everybody say, Yatta!
Lamb is pizza crap.